Opera North is a touring company that creates extraordinary experiences every day. Music and opera to entertain, engage, challenge and inspire. Alice Gilmore is Community Partnerships and Access Officer for Opera North, and she joins me now to tell us about some upcoming accessible performances. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Simon.
First of all, tell us a little bit about Opera North. Give us a bit of colour.
Sure. Well, we're based in Leeds. And we have a full orchestra and a permanent chorus. And we put on usually around three seasons of operas per year. We perform in Leeds, mainly at Leeds Grand Theatre or Leeds Town Hall. And then we take what we're doing on tour. Our usual venues are Newcastle, the Lowry in Salford and Nottingham. But there's always several others packed in there. So it's different from year to year. And particularly often in the spring season, we'll have a long tour to concert halls where we do semi-staged versions of operas. And then aside from the opera and musicals kind of main body of our work, we have an orchestra that also plays concerts all around Yorkshire and further afield. And recently have just actually been playing for a musical in London with Renee Fleming. So they were based at the Royal Festival Hall for about 3 weeks. And we also have a huge education team, community partnerships team. So there's lots of other supporting work around what we do, trying to help engage people and give them an artistic experience in lots of different ways.
And are you trying to bring opera to all different sectors of the community then?
Very much so. There are lots of barriers sometimes you have to break down with opera that people think it's this thing that they won't understand, might be in a different language. They need to know more about it before they come along, which with some operas, it is helpful to do that. But there's often loads of stuff out there that can help support you in doing that before coming along. And then you'll get more out of a performance. But yes, the community partnerships work. We do all sorts of work around the city, mainly in Leeds, to, you know, persuade people to come and try it for the first time. So there'll be very discounted tickets, etc. And we may even go out to them first and provide a sort of singing workshop or a way of thinking about the story ahead of time so people are much more familiar with certain aspects of the show, and then you can really enjoy it when you get there.
I'm amazed at the logistics of taking these on tour. You must have to be incredibly organised.
Oh, it's absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, you would love to probably interview our technical manager and find out how they organise everything, because obviously each theatre has different capabilities, or they're all different sizes, they've got different backstage areas, and yet we have to bring a production which, you know, where the scenery fits in everywhere, where the lighting can be geared in a particular way, where we can put up the surtitle screen so that everybody in the theatre can see them. If it's sung in a different language, we always have the surtitles available in English. Yes, so it's absolutely staggering. I mean, the good thing is obviously the venues that we tour to regularly, we know those teams there very well. But every time we're going to new places, it's, again, it's just starting afresh. And it's all about communication, really.
Well, we are going to have a look at some performances, because your particular passion is accessibility. Let's have a look at the autumn season then coming up.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to have audio description for our very popular production of La Bohème. I would say it's, I mean, I think most people agree it's probably one of the best known and best loved operas by Puccini. It's a tragedy. It's two beautiful young artists struggling. I can't really give too much away, but anyway, sung in Italian. It's a fantastic production by Phyllida Lloyd, who people might know more for her work with the film of Mamma Mia. She also has directed many shows for Opera North. This one's set in sort of 1960s Paris. And there's just some absolutely wonderful music in it. So it's going to be audio described at Leeds, Newcastle, Nottingham and the Lowry. And the touch tours should be wonderful. There are some fantastic costumes with sort of fur coats. And there's a scene that's all about Christmas. So they're wearing kind of Christmassy clothing. And yeah, I think that should be an absolutely wonderful production to see, especially for someone that perhaps might not have come to an opera before. It's quite an easy story. It's not too long. And it's very, very beautiful. So you might fall in love with opera.
And if you're not familiar with audio-described performances and accessible performances, the touch tour that Alice mentioned there can give you a real good insight into the actual performance, because you get often to meet the actors, don't you?
You do. And so someone will come out, hopefully in costume, and you can talk to them a bit about their role, what it's really like to perform in the show. We also usually, our stage managers give loads of information away about how special effects are achieved, or certain funny inside stories about how the set nearly falls down at a certain point or something, you know, lovely extra bits of information that the rest of the audience don't get. So they're an absolute goldmine if you can come along. I mean, it is a little bit before the performance, but highly recommended.
And you've been pioneering, we were speaking about this a couple of weeks ago, a new form of audio description, haven't you?
Yes, we recently trialled pre-recording audio description for our production of Aida, and it did prove very popular. So we're excited to try it again this season. And rather than pre-record Labo M, we thought we'd pre-record a different production. So we're making two different productions available. And I know for some very keen users of audio description, they're always a little bit sad that perhaps we don't describe the less well-known operas. So every year they're going, oh, it's not Bohème again, is it? Or something, you know. So luckily, what we did was we asked the people who trialled Aida for us, we said, what else would you like to come to in the autumn? And the unanimous vote was for Giulio Cesare, Julius Caesar, which is by Handel. And it's in Italian, so obviously having the audio description in your ear, just telling you what's going on, will just give you that information about who's singing, what are they singing about. You'll have had the information in advance about how the set looks and what the costumes are like. As it's a pre-recording, unfortunately, there won't be a touch tour along with that, but it does mean you can choose to come to any performance. So we're really keen if people would like to come and try that. The best way to go about it is to email me direct, because I will be working out the way of where we host the actual pre-recorded files, which will be available probably a couple of days after opening night. So we're asking people not to book for opening night, but book for the next performance along.
We'll get your contact details at the end, Alison. And I think it's worth mentioning that this is a great opportunity, because you can basically go at a drop of a hat to any performance and receive this audio description.
Yes, yeah. That's the whole point.
Fantastic, yeah. Right, so let's move on to what you call your winter season. I can't work out your seasons.
Yes, winter season is January, and then February, March is the touring period, and then spring is the season after that.
Right, okay.
So in our upcoming winter season, we will be audio describing our very popular production of The Marriage of Figaro. Again, another very popular opera, directed by Joe Davies, who people might remember from her wonderful production of Carousel, also Kiss Me, Kate. This production is sung in English, so it should be hopefully easy to follow. It's got Mozart's beautiful music, but it's a very fast-paced, quite farcical, funny opera. So just to have that level of audio description of what's happening, you know, who's hiding behind a wardrobe, who's in disguise now, it should really make that production come to life for someone that's not getting that visual picture. It's complex enough as it is as a piece, but great fun, really, really wonderful music. And I think it should be a good one, especially for the touch door. The touch door, you can come on and feel these incredibly, it's rather kind of elaborate, huge, tall windows into a sort of slightly faded glamour of, it almost looks like an amazing sort of chateau or something. So yes, that should be fun.
Fantastic. Are you going to be performing any of your pre-recorded audio descriptions?
I believe we will. I'm not sure which production it will be on as yet. The other two productions in that season are Street Scene by Kurt Weill, which isn't very often performed. And it's a kind of hybrid. It's a musical opera. Apparently, it's got some great jazzy numbers in a sort of Kurt Weill way, but also quite operatic. And the other production that season is Benjamin Britten's The Turn of the Screw, which is apparently a very, very tense, sort of almost a whodunit style of opera. So I think either of those, it will be on, definitely, and we'll be able to update your listeners nearer the time. Or just go to the Opera North website. All the information specifically about audio description is on the Access page.
Now, for getting in contact with you specifically, what is your email address?
Sure. Well, my details are on the Access page, or if you want to contact me via email, it's alice.gilmour, which is GILMOUR, @opranorth.co.uk.
Well, it looks like an exciting season ahead, and you're going to be very busy. Alice Gilmore, we'll catch up with you a little later to get some more details, but in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us.
Lovely. Thanks for having me, Simon.